We are 49 days away from the Tokyo Summer Games, and Olympic organizers are facing the same staffing issues that so many businesses are facing here in the United States. The latest report had about 10,000 of the 80,000 registered volunteers supporting athletic events quitting the Olympic Games for July. So more stories, more issues facing the Tokyo Summer Games, and we are now 49 days away. Also, another interesting nugget, the first full capacity event to take place at MetLife Stadium since the beginning of the pandemic. It's going to be July 17th, and it's a monster jam. Further indication on the return of sports. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, June 4th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. We made it to Friday. These short weeks are sometimes more intense than the long weeks. I know I'm glad it's Friday. And while the Bruins-Islanders series has been incredibly tense, I want to start with the NBA as the league lost a marquee draw last night as the defending champion Lakers were eliminated by the Phoenix Suns in six games. A couple interesting notes here. One, it was the first time in LeBron James' career in 15 trips to the playoffs that his team was eliminated in the first round. With the Lakers being eliminated, three of the four conference finalists from last season have been eliminated. Only the Nuggets remain. Lakers, Heat, Celtics are now all out. Many people are pointing to the effect of last season playing in the bubble and the long seasons of the back-to-back years as possible reasons for that. And surely these players and these teams have had a grinding, grueling schedule. So Dallas looks to eliminate the Clippers in the Western Conference tonight. Bucks and Nets, Hawks 76ers start this weekend. Staying with the NBA, we said we would continue to keep an eye on the league's playoff ratings and the interest around the playoffs. Well, let's just say the interest in Philadelphia around the 76ers is real. Proof of that, NBC Sports Philadelphia saw its highest rated 76ers game in nearly 20 years. As the team closed out the Washington Wizards on Wednesday night. Final viewership numbers are still being calculated, so I don't have a final number for you, but the clinching Game 5 was the highest rated telecast since 2002 on that network. It was also the highest rated primetime broadcast in the entire Philadelphia market. So the numbers continued to bode well for the NBA during the NBA playoffs. Let's shift to football, because if you're ready for some more football, well, it will be here for you. The United States Football League, yes, the USFL is back. It will return next spring, the spring of 22, with at least eight teams and a national broadcast TV deal with Fox Sports. Fox Sports will carry the games and hold a minority stake in the company that owns the USFL. Now, details were incredibly scarce about the league. A release said the cities, the teams, the coaches, the schedules would all be announced at a later date, and they join a crowded field of football. We've got the XFL, we've got the fan-controlled football, we've got Major League Football, there's Your Call Football, and of course, there's the big boy, the NFL. The USFL has a history, a well-known three-year run in the early 80s. The original league launched in 1983, and the current group that owns the trademark says it has retained the rights to some of those original team names. Although, like I said, the league is not identifying the exact team names that it owns. But get ready for some more football. I'll also make a prediction. This USFL restart will be filled with some interesting intrigue and probably some controversy. But again, the USFL looking to come back and return in the spring of 22 with the backing of Fox Sports. Let's shift to some news about a company that I'm being asked a lot about, One Team Partners. That's one of the companies I'm asked about frequently. It was founded a few years ago by the NFLPA, MLBPA, and Redbird Capital. That's Jerry Cardinale's group. It specializes in group licensing, athlete marketing, venture investing. Well, it made an interesting acquisition this week in the gaming and esports space. One Team bought esports consulting agency TheoryCraft. TheoryCraft was founded in 2019 by a few gaming and esports industry veterans, including Bryce Blum, who is well known in that space. It was a consulting agency for sponsors, teams, and leagues on marketing and media strategies. And now One Team Partners acquires them. It allows One Team to bolt on an acquisition in the gaming and esports space, and it will add to its offerings as it builds out a vertical in that space. So a pretty interesting deal by One Team Partners, which of course is led by Ahmad Nassar. So I would keep an eye on One Team Partners and how they utilize this deal to get deeper into the esports and gaming space. And finally, we like to end the Buzzcast around people. Well, a big promotion for one of the good people in the sports business. Burke Magnus was promoted at ESPN to president of programming and original content. It's a new position. It's a new position at the company. It's, of course, now a new position for Magnus. Magnus has been at the company since 1995. In his new role, he will oversee all programming and all content for ESPN's linear channels, as well as ESPN Plus, ESPN Films, and the 30 for 30 series. Many of those responsibilities on Plus, Films, and 30 for 30 were under former ESPN executive Connor Schell. Magnus will continue to be ESPN's point person, overseeing rights holder relationships, content strategy, and rights acquisitions. And just look at the deals he's done in the past 6 months alone on rights deals. He did deals with the NFL, MLB, NHL, SEC, and La Liga. So Burke Magnus has been very, very busy in that space. Now he gets more on his plate. He will continue to be based in Bristol and will continue to report to Jimmy Pitaro. He's a Holy Cross graduate. Like I said, started at ESPN in 1995 as a program associate. And he is further proof of the great stories in sports where one can rise through the ranks of an organization through hard work and intellect. So congratulations to Burke Magnus taking on a larger role at ESPN. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, June 4th. Again, I'm Abe Madcore. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Monday.